I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Our GeoQuiz today focused on the Amazon Basin in Brazil. We're looking for a tributary on the Amazon that starts in the Brazilian state of Mato Grosso. The answer is the Xingu River. That's X-I-N-G-U. Now, the area near the start of that river is known as the Upper Xingu region, and that's where researchers have uncovered traces of ancient urban centers. They believe that those settlements could provide a model for sustainable development today. Michael Heckenberger is a professor of anthropology at the University of Florida. He just led an expedition to this long-lost urban underground.
It's pretty much covered over with tropical forests. But in prehistoric times, we were dealing with much larger villages and much more densely settled. And so we could expect that a lot more of the forest was converted into agricultural lands or settlement lands. In the Xingu, one of the fascinating things is that the ancient pre-Columbian societies, their descendants still live in the same area and do many of the very same things. And so they provide an excellent proxy for understanding what things might have been like in the past.
So what you have uncovered are traces of complex urban societies.
They're complex societies. We call them urban, but it's urbanism without cities. And what we have in the Xingu are towns and villages, only they're very tightly integrated. You have a center and you have a hinterland around it. In the Xingu, there was multiple centers. And then there's a hinterland of smaller, tertiary or satellite settlements.
And how many people you're talking about there?
Well, there's 800 to 1,200 is our estimate for the larger villages, but they're probably higher.
So Michael, just to even create a bit of an image, what you found there was something of a green belt of agriculture and forest land. This considered a very urban area at the time. What did it look like?
If you're walking out of the exemplary center, which is a big circular plaza, and walking out on one of the roads, you'd see, as you walked out of the village, you'd see a lot of pole and thatch huts, these large roads, the large plaza area. As you walked out of the village, you'd run into their manioc fields and, you know, general agricultural areas. And as you moved farther, that would kind of get more broken up with fields of sapé grass and secondary growth. And then you'd start getting into more transitional forest.
I mean, specifically borrowing from what you just described in the pre-Columbian era, what of that could possibly apply today?
Well, some people argue that the answer to certain aspects of Amazonian forest preservation and sustainable development is right between the extensive slash and burn of many indigenous societies and the full-on agricultural development of contemporary Brazil or other Amazonian countries. The fact of the matter is we can all agree that clear-cutting the Amazon is probably not a good idea. And so where do we find the alternatives? And one place to look is right in the Amazonian societies themselves.
Michael Heckenberger is professor of anthropology at the University of Florida. His research is going to be published tomorrow in Science Magazine. You can find the link on our website, theworld.org. Speaking to us from Sao Paulo, Brazil, Michael Heckenberger, thank you.
Thank you very much.